two stars of the Jamaican reggae style known as dancehall are facing mounting opposition to lyrics that advocate violence against gays and lesbians. As Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports, concerts in Europe and the U.S. have been canceled, and several corporate sponsors are having second thoughts.
The Jamaican Olympic team has yet to win a medal this year, but it has attracted its share of attention. The team's kickoff party featured dancehall star Buju Banton, who gets support, like the team itself, from the apparel company Puma. But Puma officials found out that Banton had recently performed his hit song about shooting a gay man in the head. Company spokesperson Lisa Beachy, speaking via cell phone from Athens, says company officials talked to Banton before the show.
We basically sat down Buju, who had recorded a song that had very strong anti-gay lyrics, and just communicated to him that we wouldn't stand for that type of music, and if he were to perform that song, we would obviously pull the plug.
The company quickly issued a press release saying it would not tolerate, quote, hate statements of any sort, and Banton played the concert without singing his 1992 song, Boom Bye Bye. The singer has said that he's moved beyond the murderous sentiments expressed in Boom Bye Bye, but according to a review in a Jamaican newspaper, Banton played the song at a concert earlier this month. That story caught the attention of Philip Brown of the Lesbian and Gay Federation in Germany.
We learned that Buju Banton was coming to Germany, and I immediately called Puma, since it's a German company, and said, you know, are you aware of who you are associating with?
Brown has also been on the phone to politicians and concert promoters around Germany. So far, he says, three concerts have been canceled, and today a legislator called on all promoters to cancel Banton's appearances. Activist Philip Brown also brought the offending lyrics to the attention of police. Germany has some of the world's strictest laws against hate speech. In the United States, the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company has dropped its support for another controversial dancehall singer. The company has kicked Beanie Man off of 14 concerts on its Salem Stir the Senses tour this fall, says spokesman David Howard.
In no way did the lyrics in these songs reflect R.J. Reynolds Tobacco's views or the views of the Salem brand. We want to market our product to adults who choose to smoke, no matter what lifestyle they choose.
In an age when the tobacco industry is often on the defensive, it's not surprising that R.J. Reynolds would be cautious about alienating customers.
The last thing that any marketer wants to do is offend potential customers. It's not good.
Bill Chips, editor of the biweekly Sponsorship Report, says this problem is not unique to musicians. The company Nutella dropped its support for basketball star Kobe Bryant shortly after he was accused of rape. So far, Bryant has not been convicted, but Chip says that's not important to corporate sponsors.
Just the fact that he was accused of this, that was reason enough. It's all consumer perception. There are consumers out there who are looking negatively on Kobe, regardless of him being guilty.
In other words, when it comes to corporate marketing, there is no such thing as due process. And that seems to suit gay activists fine. They say they'll continue to put pressure on other companies that support Buju Banton and Beanie Man. Their next target, Smirnoff Vodka. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.